Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Get on, boys. You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast still going after the lockdown.
We never stopped. We never locked down.
We never stopped. They've taken our advice, John, from last year when we said they should start the league later, that football shouldn't be played in August. They've taken that on board.
Now, this is a point. I mean, we will come. There's been lots of... First of all, hi. Hello.
Hi, John. How are you? A fake hello, because we've already had a big chat about yes. How each other are.
Yes, but we were going to come to lots and lots of news very shortly, because there's lots of news to catch up on. But
a lot of National League stuff to catch up on, I can imagine, John.
The National League has been given a start date of October the 3rd. Now, where does this leave the theory that the football season doesn't start until the clocks go back on October the 20th, whatever it is? Where does that leave that theory?
What it does to it, John, is prove it. Proves it, doesn't it?
Does it?
It's now a proven theory. Proven? do they say proven, John?
Proven.
Proven. I think proven is a way to say it.
Okay.
Now they've listened. We know people listen secretly to this podcast. A lot of people like to pretend they don't, but they do. And we know now the FA and the National League have been listening. And they've gone, actually, that's a really good idea. The guys, those dudes, have got a point, is what they think.
So the clocks go back on the 25th of October this year.
Yeah.
So that means we've got a 20-day, essentially, pre-season.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Short
Brilliant.
Pre-season this year.
Yeah. And what is good, John, is it's dark instantly.
Yeah. No, that's very true. There's no lulling you in with nice warm evenings in Aldershot or whatever.
One of the joys as you go down the football pyramid, John, is the floodlights, isn't it?
Yeah.
As you go down, they get more and more old school as you go down the floodlights. And this is a way for people to show their floodlights off a bit more. They spent all the money getting up the league.
So what you're saying is we've done it purely for the benefit of the floodlight industry.
Exactly. Exactly, John. Exactly. Just to let you know that I've been Marie Kondoing today in our house. I haven't. My wife's been Marie Kondoing me.
I don't know what that means.
Do you know what that is? So she's a Japanese lady who has a program on Netflix, and she is all about simplifying your living space,
okay.
Your workspace. It's not, what was that one a few years ago? Feng Shui. It's not, I don't think it's that.
No.
Probably works on similar principles, but it's not that. But what she basically does is throw out half your stuff. She comes in and she throws out half your stuff.
And presumably gets paid millions for this.
Yeah, and she teaches you a really good way to roll up T-shirts. So you can store them in a bit. Anyway, so and her rules for keeping something is a rule for keeping something is, does it spark joy in you?
Right.
Is the main, does it spark joy in you? And so I was like, okay, that's fine. That's very good. And hold on a minute. My daughter's here. I'm in her bedroom. What's up? You want to go in your tent? That's all right. You can do that. Yeah. We've got Betty now with us during this. She's going to go in her tent with her teddies.
What are you wearing in her bedroom?
I'm in her bedroom. She's got a little circus tent. Anyway, so Marie Kondo's thing, John, is that does it spark joy in you when you look at it? If it doesn't, you say thank you to the piece of clothing and
gone.
It's gone. In many ways, it's Gary Johnson's transfer policy.
He's very Marie Kondo, really, yeah, when you think about it.
Joy is it? Joy is it?
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joy is it? Sparking joy.
Check it. I mean, I'm sat in my bedroom at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to look around to see if there's anything that doesn't spread joy.
Well, not spread joy, John.
Cycle
spark
helmet.
Joy.
I mean, that could go, but probably should. I mean,
this was all good. This was all going very well. And I got rid of a few old shirts, a few old t-shirts, a few old pairs of trousers. Absolutely fine. No problem. And then it came to my box of Talk United shirts.
This is a conundrum, isn't it?
And I thought, which of these don't spark joy in me? And I was like, most of them, actually, most.
Yeah. That yellow and white, the old stripy one, gone, out.
So I've kept the promotion season and last year's shirt, and then the rest have gone.
Wow.
It's not true. They're all still in a box.
I mean, I imagine if you presented Marie Kondo with a box of old Talk United shirts, she'd be putting them in the skip before you could even stop her, but she doesn't understand.
She wouldn't even say goodbye. She'd be like Gary with Manny Duku. But that's... You're not sparking joy.
I've still got those flags from the end of season champions
game. The
gold
flags.
Marie would have been those by now.
Well, they do spark joy, though, don't they?
Yeah, they also clutter up the cupboard, though.
I think what she'd say is keep one, probably. I think Marie might be on the podcast this season.
Okay, yes, I know.
I think it's a good idea. Played golf Monday, John, with Lloyd Griffith. It's got some deal with Puma. Puma golf goal. I know. I mean, he can hit the ball a long way and that's about it. he's really trying, but he's got like 100,000 Instagram followers or something. So he's an influencer.
Okay.
Golf influencer. So yeah, he gets freebies all over the place. So we played at a lovely place called the Shire. Really, really great golf course.
Mm.
And Tom Rosenthal as well, who you may know from Friday Night Dinner.
Absolutely.
And what else is he in? Plebs.
Plebs, very nice chap.
Lovely. Jim Rosenthal's son, of course. Lovely, lovely bloke. So we played there. Our tee was 3:15. We were strolling down to the tee. Behind us were some other blokes. We went, oh, you look fit. You can go ahead of us. And as we did that, we realized one of them was Andy Cole, treble winning striker Andy Cole. I'm not putting too fine a point on it. And I will say they weren't very good golfers. They were probably better than us.
Yeah.
But it looked from behind like they weren't very good. They took ages. They took absolutely, there were four ball and they took absolutely ages, right? So, of course, every time we saw him, come on, Andy Cole. Not to their face, John.
No.
Not to their face. Just within sort of 300 yards. Within a driver. Within a driver and a pitching wedge. We were, come on, Andy Cole. And, of course, every time we found a little red tee on the tee box, Andy Cole's tee. treble winning tee. There we are.
I mean, there are a lot of red tees around, let's be honest.
Yeah. We were doing all the jokes. He needs three putts to get one. All those, John. But I will just say again, not to his face.
No. How do you feel now that you've been incredibly patronising to the former Man United and Newcastle striker by waving him through?
Absolutely. Just wave him through.
Yeah.
On you go,
come
lad.
On,
you'll be
come
fine.
Come on.
Andy Cole. I wonder what he's doing now. Well, I know what he's doing now. He's playing golf.
He's playing golf.
Anyway.
Yeah.
John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Well, on this week's podcast, or as we called it in the last episode, it was a podcard.
A podcard, like a postcard.
Like
with
a postcard in podcast form. Yes.
Let's call it that then. What's going on in the podcard?
What's going on in the podcard this week? Well, we've got loads and loads of news to catch up on. We said that we'd be in touch when there was more news to impart and discuss. Well, here we are, because there is a ton of stuff to get through. We've got a National League start date. We've got playoffs. We've got transfers.
Oh, amazing.
We've got all sorts.
Transfers, John, is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. It's
starting,
love it.
Isn't it? I love it.
It's the time where you can get excited before the crushing disappointment to follow.
Yeah.
We'll obviously have a bit of a talkie corner as well. We're not a talkie podcast, but we will discuss talkies.
Let's just say now, John, that rumour has started up again. I don't know who...
Well, did he say it was because the journalist and well-known socialist, Owen Jones, tweeted that he was going on a four-hour trip to Devon and that they don't have any recommendations for a podcast. And Tommy Rogers replied to him saying, best podcast out there for learning all about Devon and Cornwall is an At Obs pod. It was very nice of Tommy.
Very nice. Do we do much Devon information? Should we be adding tourism to our remit?
You got it all wrong, Tommy, because if you knew anything about this podcast, you'd know that we aren't a talkie podcast or a Devon podcast, and least of all a Cornwall podcast.
We are a National League football. We cover all the National League.
Absolutely.
That is what we do. So, talkie corner, what else?
Talkie corner. We aren't a talkie podcast, but we're all speaking to Ivor Dewdney. Ivor Dewdney is going to pop on.
He'll be on.
Because he's got a new job.
He's got a job yet?
He's got a new job. He's going to tell us all about that.
Marvellous.
And that'll probably just about do us.
Sounds fantastic, John. Sounds brilliant. So, John, what news have you got for us on the post box cart? What is it?
The podcast.
Podcard.
Well, let's start with the start date, shall we? Before we go any further, the National League have finally, pretty much, I think, greenlit October the 3rd to come back with vastly reduced crowds and probably, although nothing official,
from what?
Probably no away fans.
Boreham Wood are going to have like minus people.
Well, they said you'll probably only be able to have about a third of your usual attendance there. Boreham Wood, can we reach that number?
Do they mean attendance or
a capacity?
Capacity.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. No one's selling out anyway, are they? It's going to be absolutely fine. Plain Moor will have 2,200 people in it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All spread around the ground.
Yeah.
Be no worries at all, John.
Well, I did see Gary Johnson was a bit annoyed because they had initially said September to come back and he'd arranged all his sort of contracted work back from that date to start pre-season on the 1st of August. And all his contracts were going to start on the 1st of August, which I think is why they'd announced a few players at that point then as well.
They've now stopped announcing players
because there's going to be another... sort of month or so now until pre-season.
I thought it was a bit hasty with the
Yeah, well, they were all working towards this date in September, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. But yeah, October the 3rd is when we're coming back in here and now, though. Playoffs. Big result at the weekend. I know that was a whip. What do I want? That's what I want.
Official. Huge result, John.
Playoff final on Sunday. Harrogate Town went up, beat Notts County at Wembley. A bit of a shock result. I don't think anyone really saw that coming.
I saw it coming.
Well, you saw it.
I had every confidence in the Harrogate boys. Absolutely every. I had every confidence in Notts County to absolutely bottle it.
I mean,
they're absolute bottlers, and also they've got that terrible combination of bottlers but also supremely arrogant because they think they're a massive club. That brilliant combination of arrogance with no bottle, which is just beautiful to watch it utterly fail. And that's them stuck now, John. I guarantee
you. Do you think they're going to be at Wrexham?
They won't do anything for ages. They are stuck now. They are down with us, and it is a problem because all their bigger players will leave now. And I know they'll chuck money at it. It's the plastic pitch thing, which, on a serious note, I think is utterly ridiculous. I hate the plastic pitch. We know that. I think it's cheating. But they shouldn't have to, especially at the moment when clubs are going out of business.
Well, this is the fairly ludicrous EFL guidelines, isn't it? You're not allowed 3G pitches in the Football League. So Harrogate have got to rip theirs up and put a proper pitch down.
I know. And you know what happens at these places with 3G pitches like Sutton we went to, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we spoke to their, you spoke to their chairman, John, after he'd called you some names.
I did, after, and yeah.
After you'd had his free lunch and he'd mugged you off. And he'd spoken to his giraffe. Hey, we'll be going back there. And that result doesn't even count. Didn't even happen, John. Isn't it brilliant? And he was saying that everyone rents it out all the time, like 10 hours a day sometimes, you know, all the time. It's always rented out. And they'd lose that income in the community, which is what these teams are all about. So while I hate the pitch for the first team, for the impact on the community, it's going to be huge in Harrogate. And it's absolutely ridiculous. But I see they're going to be playing at the Keep Moat.
Yeah, they're going to share Doncaster's ground.
There we are. Anyway, straight back down. Straight back down. Straight back down.
I mean, I have
straight back down to earth. Nobody going to see you then.
I mean,
do you know that song?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's I think it's Tears for Fears or okay. Christians. Straight back down. I'm gonna have a little look.
I have been listening back. I've been cycling into the office,
Yeah.
Which has given me two sort of 45-minute windows to listen to something.
Oh, nice. 45-minute windows.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to fill, and I just
take a while to clean them.
I suddenly last week started listening to some old episodes of the National
lovely.
Obsession. Delved back into the archive. Highly recommend it, by the way. They all stand up.
Okay. Even the first 15, John?
I didn't start from that far back. That was just a bit embarrassing, to be honest. But from about episode 30 onwards, they all stand up to scrutiny. Anyway, the point is, I discovered a lot of old terminology that we'd completely forgotten about.
Oh, lovely, yes.
The NAFC. Do you remember that?
Yes. Newton Abbott Football Club.
Newton Abbott Football Club.
No, that's Harrogate. That is 100% Harrogate in League 2.
Yeah.
John, that's what we need. What we need is this. Here it comes. Coming, John. Here it comes. How do you fast forward on this? Here, John. How do you fast forward on this? Here it comes. Curiosity killed the cat.
Oh, okay.
It's a good, fun thing to sing, and you think someone's going to go, come on, Benjamin, sing a new song on those songs. Here it comes. No, not yet. Long verse. Here it comes. Here it comes.
The moment.
Come on. Yes, the moment is really gone.
That's it, just disappearing over the horizon. My moment.
Here it comes. 2, 3, 4. Straight back down. Wasn't worth it.
No.
Wasn't worth it, John. Wasn't worth it. Yes, John. NAFC, yes.
Yeah,
Newton Abbott Football Club. That was a good one, wasn't it? Who do we think the Newton Abbott Football Clubs in the conference?
Well,
the conference,
I've got another one written down here.
National League.
I've got another one written down here because in the playoffs from the National League South and North, Weymouth came up from the National League
South. They might be all right, John.
Well,
you never know.
They beat Dartford, went to penalties. Dartford missed every single one, which is always fun. Always good when that happens.
Did they? Every single one, John?
Every single penalty Dartford missed, which is great.
Oh my god.
But Weymouth came up. Yeah, I think Weymouth will do all right. However,
they've got back to back promotions now, haven't they? Yeah, that's pretty good.
As have the National League North playoff winners, Altrincham. Early prediction, they will be in the NAFC. Back down you go.
Straight back down. Yeah, I reckon. And I think who else? I think, well, you've got to remember, John, this season, Fylde went down. The Coasters went down, John. We've lost the Coasters. We've lost.
Down.
Ebbsfleet gone.
That's a
car park sea. Wrexham only survived by a point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real shame. I'm sad to say goodbye to to Ebbsfleet.
Yeah, Maidenhead United. That was always a good trip. Close to me. And Chorley, we're not bothered about that. They were always Newton Abbott Football Club.
Yes, they were. They were the original NAFCs.
Yeah, they were. Ah, were they very, very good? Yeah. Who's going to go? Aldershot need to get out of the league.
Well, one way or the other.
get out of the county. Do you know who I think is going down this season?
Yeah.
Definitely. Aging squad. Managers lost the impetus. No input financially into the club. Woking.
Oh.
going down, and it's going to be so beautiful to watch.
Oh, I like, it's going to be. Sully Hole Moors will dabble with the drop as well. I think this is their year.
Hey, John, you've named the feature, dabbling with the drop.
Sponsored by Hobbycraft.
Oh, lovely, yes, lovely. What other old stuff did you listen to, John?
Oh, the Games Master. I heard that again. I've forgotten about him.
Oh yeah, I mean, people loved that, and we stopped that. As soon as people like stuff, we seem to stop it, John. As soon as it gets, people start to write to us about stuff and enjoy it. Right, that's that.
Well, you know,
we're the opposite of Marie Kondo.
Yes,
it's sparking joy. Get rid of it.
In other news, Dover, of course, Vera Lynn sang about the bluebirds over the White Cliffs of Dover. Well, those bluebirds have flown over the Crabble and taken an almighty dump because the club could fold by the end of August if new investment can't be found. So says Chairman Jim Parmenter.
That Dame Vera money's dropped out.
Well, she obviously didn't leave anything in the old last will and testament.
She was the main benefactor, secret benefactor of the old Dover FC there. And she was like, no, you're not getting a fucking penny when I fucking die. Enjoy it now. Enjoy the National League now, because you won't be getting a penny when I die.
Where's she from?
Is that how she speaks? I can't remember if that's how she speaks. There we are, yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, he's made all 14 contracted players available on free transfers. You imagine it's not the only club probably struggling financially at the moment. You did message me and say it looks like at the moment it's going to be us versus Notts County 44 times.
I think it might be. 44 games against Notts County. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, season.
Do you know what, John? It'd be unreal, wouldn't it? That would be absolutely brilliant, because you'd know the other team so well.
It would be so boring.
I think it's a good idea. I think, no, it wouldn't. I think it's a good idea. And I'll tell you what's good. At Christmas, you're allowed to choose three of their players to be on your team. And they're allowed to choose three of yours to be on theirs. That is a great competition I've invented there.
how do you decide which team, though, that plays? Is it a random draw?
Yeah, random draw.
You do like the Champions League, the FA Cup draw.
Yeah. Oh, be so good, John. Who've got away? Where are you next week? Away at Notts County. All right. What else, John? What else you got there? What other news you got?
Lots and lots of transfer news, really.
If I can
quickly whizzy around the most interesting stuff that's happened so far. Sully Hole Moors, well, we said they'd be dabbling with the drop, but they've made two big statement signings.
What the hell's going on there? What the hell's going on at Sully Hole Moors?
They've signed a former Coventry and Macclesfield midfielder, Callum Maycock.
Ooh. Really? Maycock. Yeah, very good. That's a nice one for us.
And they've also signed Wales under 21 right back Cameron Cox. They've really gone in for the big innuendo name.
Really are. Who else are they getting? Julian Dix? Who else?
Paul Knob. Does he play for anyone?
Paul Knob. I don't know. I mean, you've really got to think of an actual player first.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Dick Advocaat.
So yeah, I mean, stay tuned for more Sully Hole Moors innuendo players.
Who else they're gonna? Yeah, lovely. When they sign Barry Big Tits, it's gonna be amazing. Scott Knockers. Who is Scott Knockers playing for at the moment?
Notts County. We've mentioned them a lot so far. Released five out of contract players, including Reagan Booty.
Your booty. Hey, he'd be good for us. He scored loads of goals, didn't he?
Yeah, he did all right.
I seem to think he scored a few goals.
Yeah, well, we kept mentioning him. We kept playing that.
No, we played that a lot, didn't we? Yeah. You know, all right.
What else happened? Woking, yeah, we mentioned them. Tied up quite a few new contracts. Matt Jarvis, ancient, has signed a new contract with them. Ben Gehring's re-signed. But the big news, Godfrey Poku has gone to Havant and Waterlooville. Left Woking, dropped down the division to Havant Waterlooville. They haven't got a chance of seeing him stay on the pitch for 90 minutes.
That's what we'll do. We'll do Poku watch.
Yes.
Just to see how he's getting on in the National League South. And then that'll be us covering the National League South, won't it, John?
Of course.
That's good. That's really good, yeah.
Aldershot, they are recruiting well. I don't agree that they'll struggle. They've signed two former goals. Jamie Sendles-White, part of our championship winning team in the NLS has signed for them from Crawley. And Josh Rees, former on loan midfielder, signed from Bromley. He's a good player as well. Craig Tanner has signed a new contract. I think they're going to do well this year, Aldershot.
They're your tip for the top, John.
Well, they've got a good
team shape. You love Aldershot. Yeah. I hate it when Aldershot do well. I absolutely hate it.
Well, every so often they do just pull one out of the bag. And quite an interesting situation at Stockport County, where they've signed two brothers. They've signed Connor Jennings from League One Tranmere and his brother James from Wrexham. How has that happened? Do you think they signed one and then he said, I should have told you before my brother comes everywhere with me? Or
maybe they're like the craze and they've got like tags and they're not allowed to leave like a certain circumference of area. I thought you were going to say Pat Jennings for a year. I thought,
that's their dad, I think. Yeah, they signed him.
Still getting a game.
Great hair. Still got his old hair.
Brothers. I don't think Torquay have ever had brothers playing for him, have they?
Let
us know. Charles, let us
Andy
know.
Andy Charles, that's one. That's got Andy Charles written all over it.
One for Andy Charles there. Torquay United ever had brothers play for them. It'd be nice to know, wouldn't it? Very good. Any other news, John?
That's all I've got.
That's all the news. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. Now, Charlie's had to disappear for a second, so I thought it'd be a good moment to give our old mate Ivor Dewdney a quick ring. Ivor Dewdney, club secretary of Truro. So I'm just going to give him a quick ring now.
Truro City, what's on?
Ivor, it's John from the National Obsession here. How are you?
Oh, very good afternoon to you, John Cadogan from the National Obsession podcast about the National League. A very good afternoon to you.
That's great.
I know exactly who you
are. Yeah, you don't normally know who I am. You've obviously been listening.
No, not listening. No, I wouldn't listen to that shit. But you may notice I said Truro City.
I know, I was going to say, I thought you got a new job, which is why I was a bit surprised that you answered Truro City.
Well, Truro City was on. Truro City is not just a football club, John. It is also a city.
Yeah, it's a small city, isn't it? Very small
city.
Yeah,
it's a very small city, but it's a city all the same, John. Biggest city in Cornwall, I think. I've no idea if it is or not, but...
surely.
I've got a new job, John. They liked all the stuff. I said I had a big media presence because I said I was on some podcast and they went out and found it and they liked it and they've given me the job of public relations for Truro City, what's on?
For the actual city, okay.
Yeah, the tourism guy, the PR guy, absolutely loving it I am, John. Really, I've got a little office here. And a little computer. I just absolutely love it in Truro City was on.
Well, I imagine, you know, as a proud Cornishman and as an ambassador for Cornwall, I couldn't think of anyone better. And I'm sure have you started some, you know, sort of big marketing strategies, big slogans to try and get
them
to come back after, you know, such a long time without any tourists?
I have been running the whole shebang, the whole of Truro City's was on, their whole PR from me little camper van in my friend's driveway, and I have done a smashing job. I have made the national press, John. I've made the national press. I've had signs made up.
Yes.
As people come into Truro, I've had them made up, and they have made the national press. So in many ways, they say, "What are you doing?" I point at my work, and I've not heard much from them since they saw the work, John.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I'm doing ever so well. Doing ever so well.
Okay. I mean, can you send me any of this stuff? I'd love to see it.
Yes, I can, John. Do you have an email address?
Yeah. Send it to nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, I can do that now, John, because it goes instantly. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
instantly.
That's how it works.
Have you had many emails, John? You don't have to wait for a piece of paper or anything.
Amazing what you can do these days, isn't it?
Anyway, right. Here it comes. I've sent it. There it is, the picture.
Turn around and f*** off.
Yes, there it is, John.
That's...
What do you think? Get out of the county. I was going to go with get out of the county because that's deep down what I think is. Get out of the county. Take your COVID away. I want it to be aggressive to tourists.
So hang on.
This is
a picture of three people on a bridge. You can't really see. Yeah, I assume you're one of them.
I hired them. They're three school kids that I gave £1 each to.
They're bobbing on the A30. But there's
still
a pretty looking homemade sign. Not a great sort of graphic work gone into it. It says turn around
and fuck
off. So, I mean, it didn't seem like a very welcoming message. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of...
It's there all left because they're not bloody welcome, John. Get out of the county!
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Talky Corner.
F*** off, Lino. Lino, you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard, are you from fucking Cornwall?
There he is, John. I wonder if we didn't find out if he's still alive or not, did we?
No, I mean, we could be playing that posthumously, couldn't we?
If we are, may he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. And I'm sure Hearst will have given them a lovely send-off.
I wonder how the Hearst... All these people we need to hear from, John.
Yeah.
You forget all the people that turned up last season, didn't we? Non-league Ray, Hearst, all these people. So, John, how confident are you feeling? How did you feel about the signings? Be honest, John. Tell people what you told me, John.
Meh. Look, maybe I'm looking on the not so bright side of life. Danny Wright, 35, part-time carpet fitter.
John, is he a part-time carpet fitter?
I think he was, isn't he?
Is this Carpet King have done this? Is this for...
Or is it Carpenter? Yes, it is. There, you're right. It's a carpenter.
Oh, right. I was going to say, is this the sponsor? The old sponsor's Carpet King? I've got him on a loan deal.
No, he's a carpenter. You're quite right. Will he be nailing them in for Torquay United?
Oh, I think we're going to get the end of him, John. I think we're going to have
35
in Indian summer. In Gary we trust, John.
In Gary we trust. Andrew Nelson, striker. Looks like he's got a good pedigree. And his last tweet before he joined was literally no other words than that, other than I can't apologise enough for not taking my chances tonight. That was his last tweet before he signed for Torquay.
It's going to be beautiful, John. I know already what we're going to call him, what songs we're going to play for
Andrew
him.
Andrew Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
It's Andrew Willie Nelson.
He's
always on our mind. He's going to be great on the road again. Look forward to away trips. Andrew Nelson, that's good. And the defender from Scotland.
Fraser Kerr. Hartlepool fans delighted to see the back of him, it seems. So, well, like, who knows? There's been plenty of examples where players haven't worked at one club, worked at another. Wouldn't be the first, wouldn't be the last.
Him and his Spanish brother, Juan.
And Gary Warren, of course, Dawlish Warren. We did see a bit of last year.
That's a quality signing.
We've been crying out for a bit of experience. I'm sure he'd be all right, but he is as old as the Dawlish seawall itself. So, look, we'll see.
Do they spark joy, John? Do they spark joy? We don't know because we haven't seen them yet.
Yeah. I'm willing to see them as a part of the bigger picture once a few more names come in.
The Lemon, that's the big rumour, isn't it?
He's joining, for sure.
Meant to be in the Bay. I still think you know me, John, the goalkeeping situation. Bobby Oleshnik should have tried to tempt Bobby Oleshnik out.
He's retired, isn't he?
Just for one last season, John.
He's gone into app development.
App development.
Yeah. Oh, Mern Stack Apps, whatever the hell that is.
I'd have absolutely loved to have had Bobby Oleshnik for one last season.
He could have both things at once. Bit of training in the morning with Gary and the lads. Then fire up the old Mac in the afternoon. Do some apps.
Bit of coding in the afternoon.
Yeah. Mern Stack Apps or Mern Benny.
The world's nichest joke. In an attempt on this podcast to do the world's nichest jokes.
Yeah.
That was a really good effort.
Mern Benny. Really good.
So, John, I think we're going to do well.
Okay.
Just to warn you. Yeah, just to warn you. Oh, on that note, John, we've got big news, haven't we? Huge news. Huge sponsorship news.
Yes.
To announce. We'll announce that at the end of this podcast. Who we are sponsoring for the season ahead. Exciting, isn't it, John?
Very exciting.
See, a few of the players have got into the old Herbalife, John. I know we discussed it before.
Yeah, the old, as Desmond Dec would say, oh, the Herbalife.
It's a pyramid scheme, John. Don't ever get sucked into it. Allegedly, I'll have to say, is that people make money basically by getting other people to be Herbalife sellers. Actually selling the stuff doesn't actually do that much for you, but getting other people to be a Herbalife seller is what you're supposed to do. But I don't like it, John. I don't like it, but I've set up my own one and I was wondering if you would like to join my pyramid scheme.
Okay, I'm always up for a pyramid scheme.
I'm upfront about it being a pyramid scheme is the odd thing.
Is it, okay, like, so what are you going to sell me an actual pyramid?
Yeah, no. It's called Sherbet Life.
Okay.
It's like Herbal Life. Herbal Life is sort of a range of dietary products that claim to give you more energy and, you know, all those sort of things. Mine's very similar. Sherbet Life, it's sherbet. It's basically sherbet. I bought a ton of sherbet,
right,
and I'm selling it in spoonsful. It offers you a very sort of very quick sugar buzz, very quick bit of energy, and then a crashing low.
Well, so you have to keep taking more of it, and then of course you make more money.
Keep taking more of it. You do end up by the end of the year with no teeth and no money, but it is better than being a Herbal Life dealer. So are you interested, John?
If the alternative is being a Herbal Life dealer, then yes.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe the Foffs would want to get in touch to be a Sherbet Life dealer.
Send you a whole load of sherbet.
Oh, loads of sherbet, a t-shirt, Sherbet Life, all those things. So perhaps we'll build that. We'll build that, John. I'm going to try and build that.
That business venture.
Good. We've got to have something else. You know, all the gigs have fallen away. You've got to just have something else on the go at the same time. That was Talkie Corner.
The National Obsession.
So that's it, John. That's the end of the little bonus pod card, as we call it.
Little
bonus until October the 3rd when the league comes back. But we'll do another one between now and then, of course.
Of course.
Maybe even two, John, because there'll be some pre-season. We've been invited down to meet the player.
We have, haven't we? Yes, that's sponsored. Exciting.
Yes, that's exciting, isn't it? So we're going to do that. Meet the player.
Do you want
who we are sponsoring. Should we announce it now?
I think we should. Hold on. I've got a little sound.
Come on, John.
Here we are.
So this season, we, the National Obsession, will be sponsoring Liam Davis Awake It.
Could it have been anything else, really?
We're loyal, John. Loyalty.
Continuing
loyalty.
Our successful partnership with Liam Davis.
You other people were blinking their eyelids at us, John, wanting to get on that sweet, sweet media deal that we, you know.
Ben Whitfield had put on his sexy lingerie.
But we are Liam Davis lovers. We love him.
Yes.
Best player by a mile for the last two seasons, at least. Absolutely brilliant. Of course, we're backing Liam all the way. Well, that's it from the podcast. Do get in touch with us on at NatObsPod, or what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes. Let us know if you want to be a Sherbet Life dealer.
Yeah, please.
Do get in touch with anything you'd like us to bring back next season. That's always good, isn't it? Marvellous, John. On the ice, you, John.
On the ice, Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.